This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrison Building Supply. Sarah Homerow and Sandy McGeehan here from Umpqua Valley Arts. I would imagine maybe it's getting a little busy over there.
It sure is, Kyle. Good morning, everybody. We're so glad to be here and looking forward to getting the Summer Arts Festival, our 52nd, on June 25th, 26th, and 27th, out to the community.
So how many days away is that?
15 days, Kyle, 15 days. And we are going to use every single one of those days to prepare and make sure this year is the best year ever. We're so excited to see everyone, welcome the artist vendors back, get the food court up and running, and have nonstop music and entertainment.
So we're going to talk about that in a second, but Sandy, talk about new exhibits opening tomorrow.
Kyle, three new exhibits opening tomorrow. In our student gallery, we have five Roseburg High students that are showing their artwork. In our student gallery, Kyle, we're super excited for them and proud of them, the work that they've been making at Roseburg High under the teachers Nathan Ekman and Mary Ekman and Kelly Hibbert. It's been really incredible to see them continue to work through this whole last year. So we're going to show some of their work in our student gallery. And our big exhibit this opening up this Friday on June 11th is the Artworks Northwest Biennial Exhibit. It's opening up. We have 81 artists in the show, Kyle. They've been juried into the show by Portland Art Museum's chief curator, Grace Cook Anderson. It's a show not to miss. It's incredible. And then we have an artist member in our Red Door Gallery. Her name is Leah Wilson, and the show is called Constructing Water. These are incredible shows, and I really invite everybody to come in. Right now, we're making appointments for people to come in starting Friday, June 11th. We also, Kyle, have an opening reception. It's going to be on Zoom. It's a virtual opening reception, and you can go to Facebook to get the link if you're not a UVA member, and you can join us from 5 to 6 online.
All right. Now, Sarah, let's talk about the Summer Arts Festival. Last year didn't happen. Last year just didn't happen, period, I think, in general. This year, it looks like you're getting ready to go.
We are definitely getting ready to go. We've got our volunteers working nonstop, supporting us at every turn. Speaking of volunteers, though, we always could use more. So if you're interested in supporting festival, want to get out and help a community event take place, please visit our website, sign up online. There's a position for everyone, from high school students to seniors. We really do have a place for everyone to support the event, and we'd love to have you be part of our community.
And there's opportunities during the event, but before and after, too.
Absolutely. We need help from setting up to tearing down, booth sitting, alcohol monitoring. There is something for everyone before and after the event, for sure.
So if somebody has moved here more recently and isn't familiar, what's going to take place for those 3 days?
So this is our 52nd annual Summer Arts Festival. We will have over 100 artist vendors, 12 food trucks in the food court. We will have nonstop entertainment on two stages, activities for kids, fun for all ages, really, Kyle.
So a big weekend, and it's, you know, one of those big things in the summer that people are going to be, I think, probably happy to have it coming back.
People are so excited that we're bringing back festival. They all really missed it, and we're just thrilled to be able to have a safe festival and bring back a little joy to the community. I think that's what it's all about this summer, is reconnecting and reopening.
So again, how many days away are we?
We are 15 days away, and Kyle, that makes me both nervous and excited, but we will welcome everybody with open arms June 25th, 26th, and 27th, Firgrove Park, right outside Umpqua Valley Arts. We can't wait.
So talk about some of the live music.
Live music. We will have on Saturday night the Graduating Class, which is actually a local group, and they are so excited to perform again after a year of pretty much not performing at all. We will have the Monarch Hotel, the Other Band, Kelly Thibodeau, and the Etouffees. We have nonstop entertainment on our community stage. You'll see some hula action, some belly dancing, the Chitwit dancers that come every single year. We're so happy that our traditions are starting to come back, and we can't wait to see everyone.
So, Sandy, talk about what's ahead as we get into the summer in terms of camps and other things that are on the horizon.
Kyle, we have summer camps, summer youth camps for young artists happening at the Art Center. We are reopening our camps for youth. We really are excited that the kids are coming in. They're going to be making incredible projects throughout the summer. And the summer camps start in July. And we invite people to go to our website at www.uvarts.com to sign up for classes right now.
And Kyle, that's not all we have going on this summer. Our summer is jam-packed, and I really encourage everyone to check out the website. We have Umpqua Plein Air coming back at a brand new time, end of August. Signups end August 1st, so make sure to sign up for Umpqua Plein Air. We are bringing back Art in the Park, and super exciting, we're having an event at the end of July, Party in the Park, to celebrate UVA's 50th anniversary with the community. So stay tuned for all the details.
So you're not going to tell us what's going on. You're just going to tell us to wait.
You have to leave something to the imagination, Kyle. We're so focused on Summer Arts Festival, but we just wanted to let people know that after Summer Arts Festival, the fun will continue at Umpqua Valley Arts.
And Sandy, anything else you want to mention to people?
You know, Umpqua Plein Air, Sarah, thank you for mentioning that and all the events that we have coming up at the Art Center. I want to remind everybody that at the Summer Arts Festival, our building will be reopened to the public and that you don't have to make an appointment after June 25th to come see the Art Center, to come visit us, to take classes at the Art Center. We have clay classes. We have summer camp for kids. Like Sarah said, we are jam-packed this summer. Please come visit us and become a member.
All right, Sandy McGee, Sarah Holborough, thanks for coming in this morning. 8:40 is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.